Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Aleph, and I believe we're on Tzadik Aleph, right? We're on Tzadik Aleph, all right? We're up to Toshma, all right? We're up to Toshma. Toshma, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top. Toshma. So we had a Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that you only get malchus one time for eating. Yehuda had a suffix that you only get malchus for one side of the Gidon Asher. I don't say Mistama, what we're going to say today, I don't remember. Mistama is the right side. And you only get malchus for, the only Isser is to eat only one side of the two Gidon Ashers in every animal, the right side and the left side. You're only over if you only eat one side. And Gemara had a question, did Yehuda have a suffix about that, or was he certain about that? So, Toshma. If you eat a Gidon Asher from each side, you eat the right side and you eat the left side, you chayav twice. Two avirus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Sofik El Arbaim. You only chayav one. What? Each side has it exactly. If you eat both, you chayav both. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you only chayav one. Eat Amifish Shlom Amivshap Shitalei Shapper. If he resolves his doubt, that makes perfect sense. Why you only get one malchus? Because only one avera. Ella, he amar tzvukim misafkale. But if he wasn't sure, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, she gets zero. Why? Havel hasra something. It's not hasra something. Don't eat that. It might be other. That's not hasra. Bashmina leila Rabbi Yehuda damar hasra something lo shma hasra. And we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a suffix in hasra is not a valid hasra. Tosfos points out, look at the second Tosfos. Below boy, don't answer me that he ate both of them at one time. Right, he ate both, the right and the left, at one time. According to Yehuda, that's only one Avera. What? It's only one side of the Gidon Asher. Which one is that? I don't know. But if he's eating both of them, he's certainly doing the Avera. That Tosfos, don't tell me that's the case. You know why? Because the Hashta law of Asra Safek, that would not be Asra Safek. Right? On that plate is certainly an Avera. So don't eat that plate. Don't tell me that's the case. You know why? Because we never said that was an issue. We never said that was an answer. We had to end the proposal, also with Sumpfis, the same question. If you're not sure, we never said that's an answer. We never gave that as an answer. Why not? Because you get the question. Right? Face the question head on. Look at it with a technicality. If there's two Gidon Ashers on the plate, one of them's awesome, one of them's not, you don't know which one, the Avera's right there in front of you. Don't eat that plate. We don't want to give an answer like that. We're not answering the question. We're getting out of the question. We're not answering the question. The answer is, it's not straw something. Titania, Hika Zeh as Zeh, Kika as Zeh, Bechazer as Hika as Zeh. The woman got divorced from husband number one. She did not wait 3 months. She waited less than 3 months. And then she waited 1 month. And then she got married to husband number two. What happened? The baby was born 7 months later. Who's the father? We don't know. Either of them could be. You don't know. So, if you hit the first, so then the boy grows up, hits number one, and then hits number two. Kilazer, sorry. Hikazer, v'chazer, hikazer. Kilazer, v'chazer, kilazer. Curses father, potential number one, he curses guy number two. He can shnei b'vatachas, hit them both at the same time. Okilo shnei b'vatachas, chayim. All those cases are chayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'vatachas chayim, b'zeachas e potter. No, at the same time you chayim. One after the other you potter. Now, why you potter? Why you potter? That's straw something. How can I ever give you a straw? Don't hit that guy. What? Maybe he's your father? That's what's that. Right? Now, what does the Chacham hold? The Chacham held it's okay. Right? The Chacham held it's okay. You can get malchus for that. Don't hit that guy. Why? Because he might be your father. So the answer is, the suffix is on your father, not on your maitha. Right? We said that already. The Chacham held, that's a good hasra. We don't assume that. If that's the case, then you never know who your father is. Right, so we don't assume that. Right? We do one of these two. What? She didn't do anything wrong. She did one thing wrong. She didn't wait 3 months before she got remarried. Okay, she made a mistake. She didn't do anything wrong. We don't assume that. We see most women are with their husbands. Right? So we always say, even forget it, forget, no divorce. How do you know your father's a father? The answer is there's a rope. What's the rope? Most women stay with their husbands. Most women are faithful. Right? That's the only way you know. The rope. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Haitana l'savar kidach. He holds like a different Tana. The Tana of Rabbi Yehuda. A different part. Damar hasra safek shmei hasra. In other words, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold like, he holds like a different Rabbi Yehuda. That we hold, he holds, this person holds, that hasra safek is a valid hasra. So he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that one gid is only, only one gid is a gid in Asher. We don't know which one, the right one. But he holds that Asura Safik is a valid Asura. We had this story like a few days ago. The Tanya. Losa Siru Rimenu Ad Boker. That's the Torah. Don't leave over the Noser. Don't leave over the carpet until the morning. What if you did? It's morning. Ba'akas of Lutin Asiach Alo. It's not saying Lo Moshe Ein Lokin Alo. Zivir Rebbe Yehuda. That's what Rebbe Yehuda said. Rebbe Yaakov Omer. Lo Man Hashem Huzeh. That's not the reason. Ella. Yishom Dehavi Lav Shem Maitah. Kolav Shem Maitah. Ein Lokin Alo. What about Asura Safik? Why is that? Don't burn that meat. I'm sorry. You better burn that meat. If you don't burn that meat, you're going to be over in Aveira. What do you mean? It's 9 o'clock at night. I have 4 o'clock in the morning to burn it. Leave me alone. That happens every hour. At 10 o'clock, it tells me the same story. At 11 o'clock, at 12 o'clock, at 1 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, at 3. Why isn't that an issue? That's not an issue because that's wrong. Something is a valid Asura. Why don't you get malchus? Two other reasons. Either it's washing from Raisa, it's 11 in the class day. Other reasons why you don't get malchus. What about Asura? That's not a reason. Okay. Tashma, try again. Achal beis gidin. Let's see, two gidin ashes. Mi beis yirechos from two different thighs. Mi beis behemoth. Two different animals. Sofing pay. You get twice. From Yehuda Omer. And a sofing el abayim. No, you only get malchus once. Now, wait a minute. Midika Omer beis yirechos. Mi beis behemoth. Since there are two thighs. From two animals, pshita, isn't it obvious? The tarvaihu leisura, that they're both usur. Ul Rabbi Yehuda itzra, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's talking here. Shmamina, nifshav pshita le shmamina. It's obvious that Rabbi Yehuda was vadai, as a vadai, it's one thought. It wasn't a suffix, it was a vadai. Otherwise, it's the same problem of hasra suffix. Same problem that we don't know which one it is, we don't say that. If that's the case, we only have one. Okay, two thoughts. Eve Pshitale, I might so fit them. It's too low. Wilkie pay. So why only get one? Okay, two thoughts. The Gemara gives a technical answer. How come my skin is going to let's say Kizayas? No, there wasn't a Kizayas in each one. If they have a Kizayas combined, Titania, Achlu the Ainbo Kizayas, Chayas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Aji Hebo Kizayas. Has to be a Kizayas. The time of my, what? So why is that case? Why is it true, by the way? Why is it true that you only get one? Only the right thigh. Amar Rava, Amar Kra, it says Hayerech. Hamiyumiyanos Shebiyerech. Obviously means the most posh of Yerech, which is the right side. Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon say? No, Ahu the posh of Yisur, Bekula Yerech. What it means is that the Isur spreads to both sides, Lafukechito Delo, but not the outer thigh. The Rabbi Shurban Levi, Amar Kra, it's Amar, he says another part, Amar Kra says, Baha'av Ko'imo, when they were fighting in the dust. But Yaakov and this man, who the Gemara is going to say is an angel, were fighting in the dust. Right? Why do we need to know that? Why do we need to know they were fighting in the dust? Why would the Torah tell me that fact? Not for 20 years, I never thought of that question. Why do I need to know they were fighting in the dust? Who needs to know that information? The Gemara said, "Ke adam shechovek es chaveiro," like a guy is hugging. V'yado magas the kaf yimen shel chaveiro, and then the arm reaches the right side. David, that's what we said yesterday. The arm reaches the right side. Rabbi Shorbar Nachmani Omar, "Ke over kachavim did below," says him this Amora, that the man appeared like a guy, and the Omar Mar Yisrael shenit balo oved kachavim baderech. If you bump into a guy on the road, and you're afraid of him, toflo liyamino, you move to the right side, meaning you go to the left of the guy. The guy's on your right side, right? Why is that? So that if the guy starts off with you, your right side is against him, right? You go to his left. So if he comes, if he attacks you, your right side, most people are righties, your right side can fight him off, right? That's when he was able to be hit on the right side. Rishul bar Ach, commander of Papa, Rishul bar Ula Amar, Ketam HaChacham lived below. No, the man appeared like a Ketam HaChacham. You hear this? The man appeared like a Ketam HaChacham, right? So Amar Mar, HaMahalech, Limin, Rabo, Harei Zebur. If you pass on the right side of your Rebbe, he still doesn't have something of being a Rebbe already, he's already a Rebbe. He, this guy, total stranger. So what did Yaakov do? Yaakov went to his left, that the Talmud Chacham should be on the right, which is why he was able to be hit on the right. Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say back to all this? They hold that it was both sides and both Yisurim. Yeah, Me'achoreha Asa, he came from behind, Vinash Nebet Tavayo, and he hit him in both sides. Okay, now we're going to have all the Agadata. Everyone knows all the Agadata about the fight between Yaakov and the angel. Rabbanan, Hai, Baha'ab, Ko'im, my Darshi Bey. So what do the Rabbanan do with the fact that they were fighting in the dust? Why is that? That's not a relevant fact. The first time of hell, up here we see only hit him on one side. Like they were hugging each other. Here, what do I need to know it for? We barely look at the idiot of Rishu ben Levi. Dama Rishu ben Levi, Malame, Chehelu, Abak, Margolo, Sehem, Ad Kitzi HaKavod. That the dust of the fight went up to the Kitzi HaKavod. What the significance of that is, I don't know. This commerce beyond me. Right? Siv Hacha, Ba'ab, Ba'imo, Siv Hacha, Ba'anan, Abak, Radlov. Right? That the dust of the fight reached HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it called a Gid Hanasha? What is Hanasha? What is that? Hanasha? So the Gemara says, Shenasha mim komo, but Allah, it jumped out of its place and it moved somewhere else, meaning it was dislocated. The Chenu Omer, like it says, Nishtek Gvuratam, Yiyul Hanasha. Very good. Now listen to this Gemara. Omer of Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, my Dichsiv, what does it mean when it says, Davar Shalach bi Yaakov, Vinafal bi Yisrael? This is the pasuk in Yeshaya, right? It says, again, Davar Shalach, this is the word missing from the pasuk that are not in the Gemara, Davar Shalach Hashem B'Yakov, V'Nafal B'Yisrael, Davar Shalach B'Yakov Zegid Hanashe, V'Nafal B'Yisrael, Shepashar Yisuro B'Chol Yisrael, right? It's the first Yaakov asks, what does this pasuk add to Torah? What does the pasuk add? Torah says that Yaakov had a fight, and therefore he came to get an asher. Comes along Yishai Hanavi, Davar Shalach Yaakov, get an asher. Right? And nothing but Yisrael, that is asking the whole title. The pasuk said that. What's Yishai adding? What's he adding? So what he's adding is, that you should always have in mind, interesting part, you should always have in mind that, whether it's this or that, it originated from a tzaddik. In other words, you know, we have a very, very cynical view of tzaddikim b'zmanu zeh, right? Very cynical view of it. That's the wrong way to have. That's the wrong attitude, right? How that happened, I don't know. No one has a cynical attitude about the Chofetz Chaim and Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Vilna Gaon, but the gedolim b'zmanu zeh were very cynical about them. So Shmuel Zakeh says what Yishai is highlighting is that it originated from something that happened with a tzaddik, and you should always bear that in mind. That's worth repeating. Okay. Next. What does it mean when it says in Parashat Vayigash, right, or Parashat Mikates, one of them, V'tavuach tavach v'hachay, that they shechted the meat from the Suda that Yosef was having with the brothers, they shechted the meat v'hachay and they prepared it. Paro lehem beis hashchita. They showed the brothers the beis hashchita. Says Rashi, Shalom Yomru, so nobody should say, Basar ha nechira ani ochel. What are you serving me non kosher meat? You're serving me meat that wasn't shechted? They showed him, look, the shechita was done properly. Listen to this unbelievable Rashi. The Gemara never said this. Rashi said, Lefi, Shech B'nai Yaakov, Shomrei mitzvot hayu. The B'nai Yaakov kept the mitzvot. The Gemara only says it about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu kept everything. Here Rashi says the Bnei Yaakov kept it also. The Afal Pi Shalom is the Torah. even though the Torah wasn't giving yet, mikubalin hayumayavoseyem. They had a Kabbalah from their fathers, and they kept the Torah. Unbelievable, Rashi. Now, the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina, I'm sorry, the Hach b'Hachin, what does the Hachin mean? Hachin means, Tol Gid Hanasha b'Pnehem. They took the Gid Hanasha out also. Kimanda Amar, Gid Hanasha, Nesar l'Pnei Noah. This is consistent with the Manda Amar. We said yesterday that the Gid Hanasha was usher to B'Nei Noah. Who's B'nai Noah? B'nai Yaakov. Ask Tosfos. Wait a minute. Ask Tosfos, the third Tosfos. Dim Tomar. Dim Alon Nesar. Maybe it wasn't Asa to B'nai Yaakov. Bafilu Hachi. Hayimikayim and Kibosh Shechita. They kept it the way they kept Shechita. They weren't Mitzuv in that, and they kept it. So they weren't Mitzuv in Gerasha, and they kept it anyway. Who said that they have to be Mekuyim in it? So Tosfos gives two answers. The Kedama Le Parablah Beit Hashchita, that he showed them the Beit Hashchita, the Yesh Lomar, Midika Amar V'Hachin, since there's an extra word here, V'Hachin, Mashma, the Belav Hachi, Lo Mishdui. If not for that, it would not have been Mutter. Right? In other words, if not for the fact that it was prepared and removed, it would not have been edible. Answer number one. Answer number two, Inami, or Parulhu Beit Hashchita, they showed them the Beit Hashchita, why did they do that? Hainu, Nechira, Nistavu, Al. What Tosfos is saying is, no god, even the goyim wouldn't eat like things like Avram and Achai, and just you know just stop killing an animal. Even the goyim wouldn't do that. Nobody would eat like that. So they showed him. They showed them the base. Not that they did hilchas shechita with every chumrah. No, just that it was done the way even a goyim would eat. So ain a chenami. There's no requirement. There's no requirement that they were so machbid in Shechita. What were they machbid in? So machbid in being a normal human being. Normal human being would not eat animals that would just choke to death or have some kind of normal killing. Some normal, you know, normal respectful killing. And then they would eat the meat. That applied by B'nai Yaakov also. So there's no raya that comes to this point. There's no raya that, well, they're nizer in Shechita, they should nizer in Gidon Hashem. No, they weren't nizer in anything. Just normal human beings didn't eat like a bunch of animals. They ate normal. So we showed up as normal. That we're Egyptians. We're normal people. And so too, it's not a raya that they should have been taken out to get an usher. You need a separate pasuk for that. Make sense? The question's a lot better than the answer. Yeah, that might even be true today. A non-Jew, what's wrong with that? Put that in the first parrot. What is it? Right. Maybe they did. That's what he just asked me. So it must have been an Egyptian. Right. Okay, next. Vayibasa Yaakov Levado. Yaakov went alone. Amar Belazar. Shinashtayer al Pachim Kitanim. Right? He went back on Pachim Kitanim. Everybody knows this part. We went back on the small jugs. Malamed, Mikan, Tzadikim Chaviv Aleihem Memonim Yosem Migufam. They care more about their money than they do about their guf. Why? Kalkach Lama, why is that? Lefisha ain't poshi dein begeta. Because they don't steal. So therefore what? Since they don't steal, obviously they work very hard to get it. They got it legitimately, and that means a lot to them. Okay? What about their goof? Why doesn't their goof mean a lot to them? I'm not sure. Very, very difficult tomorrow. It's going to get more difficult. So Yavik Ishi, obviously, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. No, it doesn't mean that we're interested in money. All they want to do is money, but they didn't care how they look. That's not what it means. It means that they viewed their goof as a vehicle to serve a Kodesh Baruch. They viewed everything that they acquired as a vehicle to serve a Kodesh Baruch. But the goof was given to them. This they had to go earn. So they earned it means more to them. They earned it honestly. That's all it means. The question is a very funny. It's not the opposite. It's fine, it's a true statement, but it doesn't show any godless. Right? They viewed themselves as they were put on this earth. Hashem put them there. They didn't do anything to get their good, but it was given to them. They're born that way. But I struggle to earn a living. Right? So that means a lot to me. So I'm gonna go back for those Pachim Kitana. I struggle to earn that. honestly, with love on the Russia, drive me crazy, and I earned honestly. So I'm going back to that. That's all it means. That's not a criticism. Yeah, they care about money more than they care about their neshama. Not their good, right? Their neshama, right? They care more about money than they care about ruchnias. That's the problem. They didn't say it over here. Okay. Listen to this. Talmud Chacham should not go out at night. So why did Yaakov do it? If you're not supposed to go out alone at night, why did Yaakov do it? But Yaakov didn't know it? So the question is so much better. The answers are such poor answers. Here's the question. Why did Yaakov do it? If you're not supposed to go out alone at night, why did Yaakov do it? So two answers. One answer is, the Ben Yehuda says, what night of the year was this? What night was it? Pesach night. There's no. It's a Shemira. It's El Shemur. I don't have to be worried about anything. What? So it's Pesach or Rosh Hashanah. Either one. Sometimes it's both. Some measure says it was Rosh Hashanah, and some measure says it was Pesach. Right? When the bracha is given to Yaakov, some measure says it was Pesach, and some measure says it was Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's one of the reasons you dip an apple in the honey Rosh Hashanah. Because, right, but when Yaakov walked in, Yitzchak said, I reach Hashad, the reach of Tepuchim. Right, Rosh Hashanah. So we have apples. Right, there's a reason for that. But everyone else says it happened on Pesach. Right, and there's a two game, one was to cover Pesach, one was to cover Chagiga, but the whole long, I don't know which one the answer is. I wasn't there. Right. So this night was Pesach night, Lel Shimurim. All right, that's a terror candidate. Well, she moved, and therefore what? And therefore, he was out to go alone. If I was halacha, they should have to go alone. Second answer is, so what? So for Pachas Gitanim, you're going to put yourself in the sakana? Tachas Binyamin said, because shlucha mitzvah ain't in the zakana. Which mitzvah was he doing? What kind of mitzvah is that? To get your small drug? What kind of mitzvah is that? Right? As I said, you're going to Pidyon Shavuyim, and you have to go at night. Listen, I'm going to save people's lives. I'm not worried about the halacha that I can't go alone. I got to go alone. I understand that. What mitzvah was he doing? That's what it says? That he didn't view himself as Talmud Chacham. He's such an honor. Right. So what mitzvah is he doing? So that's not concerned that he's doing the mitzvah of that that he shouldn't have hanar from Gezel. Very difficult. The question's a lot better than the answer. I guess he felt that time was neat? I don't know. Okay. It's halacha. Talmud Chacham should not go out alone at night. What? Yeah, only Talmud Chacham. What? Right, there's a Gemara in Bracha that said three people need a shimur from Mazikim. A Melech, a Chasson, and a Talmud Chacham. Fine. Tosa says it over here. Amar ben Atam. The Daf could knock a Talmud Chacham. Mishum de Mazikin is Kanoim in the head. Because the Mazikin are jealous of him. They're not jealous of the Shlecht. They're jealous of the Talmud Chacham. Right? Because I read in Gimel Tzvichim Shimur. Melech, Talmud Chacham, and Chasson. Well, the Amar Breish Pesachim, all the Chonis, all the Bechito. I said you should always believe in a good time. Mashma, call Adam, everybody, midelo naka Talmud Chacham, hasamari berochok min the ear, b'neha machshelos v'alitzim. That's talking about normal physical dangers, right? Listed, robbers, the traffic, and the bridge is down. So leave early enough to avoid all these problems so you can arrive at the city when it's still daylight. That doesn't, now this is a separate thing with Mazikim. It only applies to special people. To the Melech and a Chasim and a Talmud Chacham. That's all. That's not bothering anybody. So what mitzvah did you do? Like I said, there was Tzvuch and Mitzvah Eimon and Zachim. What mitzvah is that? And like I said, you don't want to do Pidyon Shavuyim, save people's lives. I'm not worried about this halakha over here. I'm saving people's lives. I understand that. And I'm going to hear a shofar. I'm going to do mitzvah. I'm not worried about this. That makes sense. Right? But what mitzvah is this? Because back in Pachas Yitanim, we're not post Jordan. Out of Gezel, he worked hard. That's not a mitzvah. I don't know. It's very difficult. The question is a lot better than the answer. Okay. Rabbi Abba Kahana Amar Mehacha, a different pasuk that you know what. you know you're not allowed to go alone at night. Harei Omer, Harei Hine Hu Zoras Agorin Hashorim. That's by Boaz. Zorim. That's by Boaz. Some leave it over there that Tam Chacham shouldn't be alone at night. Next one. What? He slept in the Gorin. Why? Because he couldn't go alone at night. Okay. Rabbi, listen to this next one. Rabbi Avo Omer Mehacha. It says, V'yashkim Avram Baboker, V'yachbosh Es Dot Dot Dot. Come over, right? Wait a minute. What's this talking about? Says Rashi, third line, V'lo Kodem Hayom. Right? V'lo Kodem Hayom. V'af Agav to love Yachid Havei, even though he wasn't even alone. Right? He wasn't alone. Yeah. V'kolski Nechidi. Certainly if he was alone. That's Tosfos. What on earth is Rashi talking about? It doesn't make any sense. He wasn't alone. Right? What's Rashi say? He got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey. Why didn't he saddle it at night? Because he can't go alone at night. I wasn't alone. No, but if he was alone, he also wouldn't have done it. What's the Rashi said? Says Tosfos. What's that make any sense? First of all, look at Tosfos inside. Rov Svarim Kosov, V'yachbosh Es Chamoro. Most say that he saddled his donkey. Vikasha, first of all, Tahanu Kra Da Akeda. That's by the Akeda. Vishamu Haya, he wasn't alone. So Yishnein Arvimo, Yitzchak Bino also. But oh, and also, Afilu Havi Yachid, Ein Lachish Ben Amazikin, Vishulchim Mitzvah Ein Nezakin. That's a real mitzvah. Hashem said, go do this. That's a real mitzvah. What's he worried about? I'm only going to saddle donkey in the morning. I'm not going to do it at night. I'm not going to do it at night. Because I can't be alone. First of all, he's not alone. Second of all, it's not even an answer. Oh, so we're going to ask Matt. But oh, wait a minute, Tess tells us. What do we learn from this pasuk? One second. Tess tells us, what do we learn from this pasuk? We learn Zerizim Akdim and Mitzvah doesn't apply at night. Why? Because Achim didn't do it at night. So we have a Brish Mila. We don't do it at night. We do it in the morning. Well, I, Zerizim Akdim, do it the minute Shkia. No. Achim waited till the morning. Well, therefore, whenever you do a Mitzvah, it has to be done by day. You don't do it the night before. You do it in the morning. Right? Like everything. It's ready in the morning. Now, one second. It says Tosfos, how could this pasuk now be a raya? That you can't go out alone at night if we use it to teach me the din, the Tzeriz and Matzim, it starts in the morning. One second. Hashem tells you to go. Why didn't he go? He waited until the morning. What's the answer? Tzeriz and Matzim doesn't apply that before. Look at Tosfos. Vod! There's no such thing as Zerizim Akdim more than the morning. Why? Because Avram didn't leave the night before. He left in the morning. Now he's telling me another reason why he didn't leave at night. You know why? Because the Ksana can't go at night. That's not what we say in Sukkim. In Sukkim we say, you can't leave, since you didn't leave at night, what do you learn from there? Zerizim Akdim starts in the morning. Not a new thing. What? So he right away, he woke up right away in the morning. Right away he woke up and got ready. And saddled the donkey. What up before? No, he didn't do it before. So, he got to move. So, Tosfos answers, we're not talking about that one. We're talking about the puppet and Sodom. Yeah, Avram got up in the morning. Why? So that was Sodom. Why didn't he do it before? Because he was alone. You don't go out alone at night. That's why. What? No, he changes the gears. That's why. That's why he did it in the morning. Because he can't go alone at night. That's the riot. Okay? Look. No, it wasn't. No, it was not a mitzvah. Don't ask to daven. It was a voluntary thing. I'm going to daven for them. Hashem tells him, destroy them. The davening part. Hashem tells him, I'm going to destroy them. Well, I better daven for them. Am I going to do it tonight? I'm not doing it now. I'm alone. So why? So then Tosfos says, for some reason, he wants to daven alone. So he couldn't daven alone. He couldn't go out alone. He's alone by himself. They have to wait till the morning. What do you see? The Talmud Chacham doesn't go out alone at night. Okay. Rabbanan Amar Mihacha, Lech Nareh Shalom Aticha Veshalom Fine. Rav Amar Mihacha, Vizach Lo Hashemesh, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Sha'alti Yesh Rabbi Gamliel Betzir Bishua Ve'ilkliz Shal Eimum. I asked Rabbi Gamliel Yeshua by the marketplace, Sha'alpo Likach Behebo Levishtah Benosha Rabbi Gamliel. That they went to, when they were buying meat for the wedding of a real daughter, by waiting online in the butcher shop, for the wedding, we ask the following question. Ksiv Yitzchak Lo Hashemesh, it says that the sun shone to him. The Chishemesh Lo Levad Zarcha, it shone to him. Fa'lo Kol Olam Zarcha, didn't it shine for the whole world? So, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh Haba Baburo Zarcha, Bavura, Ditiv, Beyeti Yitzhak, Beber Shava, Beyele Charana. In other words, you're right, it only shone for him. In other words, the sun set early, the sun rose early for him. Because one time it set early. Where'd that happen? Ditiv, Yitzhak, Bamako. It says, Moshe, the Yaakov Avinu reached the plate. Kimato Lacharon, that's the Charon. Amen, he said, wait a minute. After Avarti El Makom, Shazpali, Avotai, Vadilo, Espalti, is it possible I passed by the Makom, or where my father daven, and I did daven too? Kad Yav died to Lemaheda. He decided to go back. Kaftala Ara, the earth shortened its distance. Niyad, Vietka Makom, he got back right there. Kad Tali, Bey, Lemaheda. He daven, and I wanted to go back to Chara. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tadak Dev, Paul, the base Maloney, Yiftar Balalina? I'm going to have my Tadak leave and not. I'm going to have the Tzaddik come here and visit me, and that's the overnight. The Yad, Bah HaShemesh. Right away the sun set. Yaakov had no choice. He couldn't leave at night. So he was stuck there. And he's stuck there at night. Right? So that's what it means. The Hashem made the sun set early once for him. So therefore, after the fight with the angel, the sun rose early for him. Okay? Ksiv, it says, because by Avnei HaMakom, everybody knows this. It says he took from the stones of the place. Ksiv, because HaEven. And he took the stone. So Pashat Tzat would be, took the stone from among the stones. Right? The pot what? We're going to say that. Right? Amar Bitzav Malamed, she discovered to call us the Avada Lokam Echad, that all the stones got gathered and became one stone. The Kalacha Zacha Zanerit, Allah, you and not you, Yiniach Tadak Zeh, Rosho, right? Each stone dead. The head of a Tadak should be on me. Tana, the cool Nivluk Acha. They all became one stone. Everybody knows the story. They all became one stone. There was he had a dream. There was a ladder going up and down. Tana, how wide was this ladder? This ladder was 8,000 parsos. It was 8,000 parsos wide. How do you know that? The Tzibit says, "Many malachim came all over Yardimbo." There were malachim going up and down. How many malachim? At least two. Malachim, plural. All of them shnayim, Yardim shnayim. Now, v'chipagu b'hadi adad, they have arba. Now, with going up, two going up and two going down. So at some point, they're going to meet. You're going to have four malachim all lined up on this ladder. And since each mile is 2,000 parts of white, it's 8,000 parts of the whole ladder, right? No. The Ksiv Bey, Malach, give Yatsa Kitarshas, give me Tarshas, Tre Alp and Parsa. It's 2,000 parts of, so it's 8,000 parts of wide, this very, this ladder. Okay? Now, Tana, all in the Mestachlin, the Dukta Shalmaila, they went up and they saw the image of Yaakov Avinu's image is on the Kitzia cover. And they went down and saw Yaakov Avinu in flesh. Well, it's Kune. They wanted to harm him. Miyad, right away, the Idi Hashem, Nita Valav, Hashem was there. Omer Sher Ben Lakish, the Molly Mikwazeh, Kosh, the Ef Shalabro. Not, I don't know. If not for the fact that this Pasuk was written, I would never say. I would never say such a thing. Kadam Shemenev Alpino, like a father hovering over his son. Hashem comes from Kaviyah with the hover of Yaakov. Very, very, putting Hashem in very human terms, I could never say that on my own. However, as a shochav al my rebuse, what Amar Yitzchak Malamed shekaplat on his brachol to call Eretz Yisrael, Hashem folded up Eretz Yisrael, the unique of the tachas Yaakov Avinu, and he placed it under Yaakov, shetehei nocha lichosh ba levana, so that it should be easy for the children to conquer it. It was already conquered. Amar v'yomar shalcheni ki olah hashachar. Listen to this. The angel tells Yaakov, you gotta let me go. Dawn. Amalo, Ganabata. What are you, a Ganab? Oh, Kibyustus Ata. What are you, a kidnapper? Kosher says it means gambler. What are you, a gambler? At the Mizerman Ashachar? What, you're a wanted man? You can't be seen in public during the day? Amalo, no, Malachani. I'm a Malach. Umakom Sheparasi. Umayom Sheparasi. Lo Yizmai Loma Shira Adasha. From the day I was created, it wasn't my turn to say Shira until right now. Ask everybody. All of a sudden, right now, it's the time for the Shira. The Dafka now. Right, unbelievable coincidence, right? All of a sudden, right now, the question never bothered you. Did you ever answer to this question? The question never bothered you. Does it bother you now? Why not? All of a sudden. Right? And it wasn't created yesterday. The Maggid of Kashrut says, this Malach was not created yesterday. The old Malach that we all know, his name is the Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah's job is to get you to sin. But that's not his real job. His real job is
you should defeat him. That's his real job. His job is that he should lose. That's his real job. Yaakov was the first person in history to finally decorate him. The job is over. Unbelievable. The Eitzahara is created for you to beat him, not for him to beat you. That's an unbelievable way of looking at things. He's not there to beat you, he's there for you to beat him. Now, when many of us fail, Yaakov was the first person in history that didn't fail. Mala said, I don't think to be here now. I'm done. I'm done, at least with Yaakov, I'm done. Now I can say Shira. So I gotta go. Unbelievable part. No? A massive part. Not to the success. Right, so it wasn't a physical fight. It wasn't a physical fight. It was a spiritual fight. Yaakov was, that was a physical manifestation of a spiritual fight. It was a physical manifestation of a spiritual fight. It wasn't a boxing match. Right? It was a spiritual fight. At the end of the fight, he gets... So everyone says, what's the good in Russia? So the Rabban said, Rishon said, he married two sisters. He's hit over there, right by the Erva, because it was something that Yaakov did wrong on his level. We can't understand it. So it was the first time that the Esau finally was defeated. Right? Now, what about Avraham Avinu? What about Yitzhak Avinu? It's a good question. I'm sure there is. Right? Everyone's in their own shoes. Everyone has different nishyonos. One second. Everyone has different nishyonos, different situations, different battles, different challenges. Now, many of us have the same challenge. We all have a time to eat cheeseburger. I use something very powerful like that. Right? We all have that time. Everyone knows the time we all share in common. We all have a lot of times in common. Having said that, we all have individual ones. So, Yaakov was the first one on his level to defeat the Malach HaMov, to defeat the Yitzhara on the level that he defeated him. Right? Avraham Avinu was a huge tzaddik. The Rashi says that the Malach HaMov, that the Yitzhara was taken away from Yitzhak. He was old, blind, bustled. He was overbustled. The Malach HaMov didn't bother him anymore. So what does that mean? That the Malach that she were there? Maybe yes. But on the level that Yaakov was in and the life he led, he was a very different person than Yitzhak. Different person than Avraham. He finally did it. Malach says, I'm done. Now it's up to Shira. It's the Yei Leilu B'Kanal Amarab. Amarab Kanal Amarab. It's, by the way, it's unbelievable. It's really it's such an unbelievable. When I read that, I was like, I can't get over that part. It's such an unbelievable part. Shalosh Kido Shavachai Shars Amar Shir B'Kol Yom. Achas Amar is Kadosh. One says Kadosh. V'Achas Amar is Kadosh. V'Achas Amar is Kadosh. Shazem Tzavachos. Macy, wait a minute. We know that Chaviv in Yisrael of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu Yosef Malchai Shars. We're better than the angels. Why? Shema Shita Amar Shir B'Kol Shom. We can share whenever we want. Umal Shavachai Shars Eirom Shir B'Elof HaMachas B'Yom. Once a day. From Malay Habakas for Shabbos, once a week. From Malay Habakas for Chodesh, once a month. From Malay Habakas for Shana, once a year. From Malay Habakas for Shavuot, once every 7 years. From Malay Habakas for Yovel, once every 50 years. From Malay Habakas for Olam, once a lifetime. And Yisrael, Mazkir of Hashem, Achar Shteti. We mentioned Hashem for two words. Shema Yisrael Hashem. Malachai Sharate, Mazkir of Hashem, El Achar Gimel Teva. Tiv Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzivako. Now you're telling me that one said Kodesh, one said Kodesh, one said Kodesh Hashem. If that's true, then what? Then the Malach is better than us. Say that's the one. It's the one word. It's not two words. The word says no. The Ain. Malach HaShor Zom HaShira L'mayla. Ashi Yom HaShira L'mata. And not only that, they can't say Shira until we say Shira. Shenemar Barad Yechad Kokve Bakar Vahada V'yir Kol B'nei Elokim. Ella. So the hint is what happened. Achaz Amar Kadosh. Achaz Amar Kadosh Kadosh. Achaz Amar Kadosh 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 Kadosh. Right? Therefore we're still better. One more line. Baruch Ofanim. Baruch. Ofanim who the Armel. That's Ofanim. That's a different league of Malach. That's a different league. Don't answer about Ofanim. The Barzema, Kimmud is Yar Bashut, so it's Yar. Hashem give them permission to say it, then they have Kadima. It doesn't mean they're better than us, we're better than them. Alright, unbelievable. We'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody has a very good day.